Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our Jumu'ah session, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an fought with the Khawariji sect in the battle which is known as the Battle of Nahrawan. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, the entire Khilafat was of great difficulty and different groups emerged during his Khilafat. On one side you had the Sabai sect that elevated the status of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, and the complete opposite was the Khariji or the Khawariji sect that wanted to, aliyazu billah, assassinate Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so the latter part of the life of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was a life of great difficulty and trials and tribulations for him. In the battle of Nahrawan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Many of the Khawariji people were killed. And it was due to that event that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an also had many enemies of that which had survived in that battlefield, in the battle of Nahrawan. A man whose name was Ibn Muljim, a known Khawariji. What he did is that he met up with the rest of the Khawariji group, and all of them decided that there are three people in the Islamic Empire which we need to rid of. And all three are the great companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now alhamdulillah, I have explained everything about who are the Khariji and this movement. That has been explained in our dars and also in the Jumu'ah session today. And I want to continue, so I won't sort of cover again everything that has been said. And so three companions were an obstacle to the Khawariji movement. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an. All of them were very senior companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so three from amongst the Khawariji group decided, aliyazu billah, to take on this mission to assassinate all of the three companions. And what they decided is that we will attack all together on a set fixed date. which was some day in the month of Ramadan. And so this was a fixed day in the month of Ramadan, that when the three companions, when they come for Salatul Fajr, generally what would happen is that the governor or the one who was the leader or the Khalifa, he would actually lead the congregation to prayers. So when they would come out for Fajr Salah, that is the time we are to attack these companions. So Ibn Muljim said, I will take on Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. For Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, who was in Sham, Syria, a man, a Khariji, whose name was Barrukh said, I will take him on. And for Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, another third Khariji, whose name was Amr also. So he was also Amr. And all three decided that by Sha'ban, end of Sha'ban, before Ramadan enters, we should be in the designated areas where you have these three companions living, and at the right date we will all attack Aliyadhu Billah, the three companions, and everything will be settled. This was a mashwara, very discreet, very quiet, amongst a group of Khawariji people, and the three were selected to actually carry out this job. And so thereafter Ibn Muljim continued his journey, and he was passing through a tribe which is known as Qabila Taim, and he spent the night there in Qabila Taim. And there Ibn Muljim saw this lady, a lady who was exceptionally beautiful. And Ibn Muljim all of a sudden fell in love with this lady, and he actually forgot what was discussed. And so that is why our ulama have said, give your heart not to a lady but to Allah. What should you do? Give your heart to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this business of falling in love, this, that, this is all dunya. You take care of the person, you love a person, alhamdulillah. You love your parents, you love that lady who is in your nikah, you love your children, all that love is there, but that love comes only with the love of Allah. The heart should be given to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Muljim was infatuated by the beauty of this lady and bewitched of her beauty, and she was not even married. So he went directly to her and said that, look, I want to marry you. The Khariji people would not do zina. Anyone who did zina, according to them, he is a kafir. These were people who would perform tahajjud. Can you imagine that? These were people who performed tahajjud. And very extreme understanding of Islam. Very extreme. Very radicalized in their thought process. In fact, the verses of the Quran which Allah had revealed for the disbelievers, they would apply that to the believers. They would change the translation and the meaning. That was their understanding. And they did not accept the fact that the Khalifa should be from the Quraysh, which is the saying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the leaders are, the Khulafa will be from the Quraysh. And they were of the opinion any man can be a Khalifa, a leader. And because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided to negotiate with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and the aqeedah was that how is it possible for men folks to decide who the Khalifa is when judgment is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this was the aqeedah. Khair. This lady said that you have to give me mahar, and I agree to my nikah with you. But I have three conditions. Three conditions. Now this lady whose name was Kuthum, Kuthum's father and brother were killed in the battle of Nahrawan. Kuthum's father and brother were killed in the battle of Nahrawan. So she said, I want 3,000 dirhams as mahar, and I want the ownership of one male and female slave. And my third condition is that I want you to kill Ali Azubillah, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and when you do this, I am your wife, I am in your nikah. Only then he realized that the mashwara was already done and this was the plot and plan. So he said to Kuthum, that Kuthum, I can understand your first two conditions, but the third condition you put on me means that you are not serious about marrying me. How will I survive to get back to you? So she said, well, if you survive, then I am your wife. If you survive, then I am your wife. Khair, all the three decided. When the date was fixed in the month of Ramadan, all of them got to their designated places. One got to Sham, and one got to where Hazrat Ali was, one got to where Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an was. Now subhanallah, Ibn Muljim, what he did is that in one narration it says that he actually attacked Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an whilst in the dark when Hazrat Ali was coming out for Fajr Salah. And so Ibn Muljim struck at the head of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an with a very hard blow. And immediately Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an fell down. And there were companions, people that were also around him. Ibn Muljim ran. But eventually he was caught. Ibn Muljim was caught. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was still alive. And he said to the companions, bring that man to me who has attacked me. So when Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an saw Ibn Muljim, Hazrat Ali said to him, did I not treat you with dignity and honor that you do this to me? Ibn Muljim said nothing to him. The only answer that was given to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was of pride and arrogance. He said that for 40 days I have sharpened the blade of my sword. For 40 days I had sharpened the blade of my sword. That is all he was saying. For this attack there was complete preparation. In another narration he actually said to the daughter of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, when she saw the father in this condition, the daughter said that inshallah Allah will give you shifa. So he started laughing and said that this sword that I have, I purchased it for 1,000 dirham. How many dirhams? 1,000 dirhams. And it has been smeared with poison that can potentially kill 1,000 people, let alone one man who is your father. This one sword can potentially kill how many people? 1,000 people. And I have struck that sword to the direction of your father, and your father will not survive. And so this was Ibn Muljim the Khariji. And so all of the doctors actually came to look at the condition of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And at that time a very famous doctor, Hazrat Athir ibn Amr, Hazrat Athir ibn Amr As-Sukuni, he was a doctor and a physician. He came to see Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and after looking at the condition of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he said that, Hazrat, you have got only a few hours or maybe one or two days. And so my opinion is, my rai is, if you want to bequest and if you wish to say something to the people that are under you, as you are still the Khalifa, do that quickly. I can't see you surviving this wound that you have received on the head section. Now, subhanallah, it is also said that once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had seen Ibn Muljim. And he said to the companions that, you see this man will attack me and will want to kill me. So Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in said, Amirul Mu'minin, give us permission, we kill him right now. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, how can you kill someone when I am still alive? How can you kill someone when I am still alive? Now remember that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the glad tidings to everyone. Once he was ill and some of the family members were crying, so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to them, don't cry, Allah will give me shifa. I will only depart from this dunya when something from here touches this. When something from here touches this. And so what he was saying is that when blood comes out from my head and it touches my beard, that will be my time of departure. And he said that this was what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to me. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ajeeb kalam. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, that had transpired. That was visible and seen all the time. And so khair, as for the other two companions, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah also came out for Fajr Salah, but Barukh, as he struck with his sword to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Muawiyah was quite alert and saw him, and it hit Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, but the wound was not so deep, and so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah survived the attack. So he survived. As for Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah al-azim, that night he was not well. That night he was not well. So Amr ibn al-As had appointed his deputy to go to the masjid and lead salah. So when the deputy went to lead this salah, Amr, the man who was a khariji behind, he could not understand or could not differentiate from the voice that, is he Amr ibn al-As or is he somebody else? And what he did is that he attacked that individual, the deputy, and that person also passed away. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an passed away by Ibn Muljim, and Amr had killed the deputy of Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, but Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an survived. Allahu Akbar. Now, all of the people gathered around Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and they said to him, Hazrat, whilst you are alive, maybe you have someone in mind who can become the Khalifa of the Muslimin. Remember, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was in Syria, but he was not the Khalifa because Hazrat Ali was still alive. So he said, I am going to follow the pattern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The decision is with you people, with the Muslimin. Whatever you decide and choose, that is khair. So they came and they said that, Hazrat, what is your opinion if we were to select your son, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, as our Khalifa? So the father looked at the people and he said, the choice is yours. I don't agree and I don't disagree. What did he say? The choice is yours. I don't agree and I don't disagree. And khair, Ibn Muljim was the man who killed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the Khariji, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an passed away from this dunya. And thereafter the people of Iraq and all that were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided that the next Khalifa should be Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Hassan. Now brothers, if you can just follow me, the reason why I am very quickly explaining all of these events is so that when we get to Karbala, the Shahadat of Hazrat Hussein, we have a clear picture and we have a clear understanding. Otherwise we will not understand. Now Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an becomes the Khalifa. So the first Khalifa is Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman's Shahadat we explained last Jumu'ah. And then today we talked about also Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and we complete the Shahadat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and now comes Hazrat Hassan. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an becomes the Khalifa. Now for the very first time in the Islamic Empire, for the very first time, you have two leaders. Who do you have? Two leaders. The people of Iraq and the people with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and who were with him. Remember, Kufa became the capital at that time. So that is why I'm saying the people of Iraq. Kufa is in that part. They selected Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and up in Syria, who was nominated Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Nobody took him as an Amir whilst Hazrat Ali was alive, because there was no one that can be compared to Hazrat Ali. And that difference was only about Qisas. The disagreement which they had with Hazrat Ali was not about Khilafat. It was about Qisas. And that is it. But now when Hazrat Ali has passed away, the people of Syria felt that perhaps the most capable individual now is Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, with a lot of experience, being a governor from the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And of course this side was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, very young, very charismatic, very wise, very pious, a very powerful individual. But subhanallah al-azim, that is where we see the difference. And that is why you'll find in the books of ahadith that there are more virtue of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. What is it? There is more virtue of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, a very, very knowledgeable individual and a very pious man. And he became the leader for approximately 6 months. He became the leader for 6 months. But he knew too well that the Iraqi people are people who love to betray. And there is nothing but betrayal and treachery in their DNA. In their DNA. They did not assist the father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. What will they assist me? And he was a young, smart Sahabi. And he knew perhaps the only man who can sort all the issues out will be who? Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And so now he decided that the best thing for me will be to go to Syria and to pledge and to give my hands to Amir Muawiyah and say to him that I accept you as the Khalifa. So again, for the first time, the entire Islamic Khilafat Empire comes under one Khalifa. Under one Khalifa. Now, before we go to that, look at the pinpoint accuracy of the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeeb. Incredible. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, Al-Khilafatu ba'di 30 sanatan. That Khilafat after me will be for 30 years. How many years? 30. Thumma takunu mulkan. Then after that will be kingship. After that will be kingship. Now, if you look at the years of Khilafat, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away in the year 11 Hijri. In the year 11 Hijri. Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an is deciding to go to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and he went in the year 41 Hijri to give his hands to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. That makes a total of how many years? Absolutely 30 years. There was only 6 months that were remaining, but that 6 months were given to him. Why? Because of the words that came out from the mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in the masjid on the minbar pulpit, and the young Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was walking. So Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam says, "Ha ha, Hassan. Ha ha, Hassan." Subhanallah. When Hazrat, let me finish this also. Remind me, if I tell you, put me back, do put me back. But there's something that is coming in my mind, and I want to speak about that. Hazrat Hassan is the eldest child of all the children of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Hassan was born to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went and picked up Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and hugged him and kissed him, the grandson. And then he said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, "Ali, what name have you given him? What name have you given him?" You see, in our culture is the Fui and the Masis, and they have, you know, the power of giving names. And if even the father doesn't have a choice, bichara, you know, this is wrong. Actually, this is culture. Here we see Hazrat Ali, Allah's Nabi, saying, "Ha, Ali, tell me what is the name you give." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and says, "My first son, his name is Harb. His name is Harb." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Never, this my son, his name is Hassan. This my son, his name is Hassan." So the name was given to him by who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now subhanallah, under 1 year, another child was born to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The second child. And so when the second child was born, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and he saw this child and picked it up and kissed the child. Again the same scenario. Huzur alayhi salam says, "Ha, Ali, what is the name that you're giving?" "Harb." I don't know what it is with Harb and Hazrat Ali. So he said, "Harb." So Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam says, "No, Hussein." What do you say? So the names were given by who? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. Then later on, another child, the third child, was born to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the baby and said, "Ha, tell me what is the name." Guess what? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala for the third time says, "Harb." Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said, "No, his name is Muhsin." What is his name? So these were the three brothers, Hassan, Hussein and Muhsin. What were they? Hassan, Hussein, Muhsin. We don't hear much of Muhsin because he passed away at a very young age. He passed away at a very young age. And therefore, we know much about Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein. But there were three brothers, Hassan, Hussein, Muhsin. All the names were given by who? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so khair, Hazrat Hassan was playing in the masjid. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. And he came. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam picked him up and put him next to him here on the minbar. And sahaba ikiram ajma'een, mashallah. And you know, the masjid environment was not, you know, our typical Gujarati mentality. Marjo, maro, chokane maro. What do they say? Beat him up. Masti, beat him up. It's not like that all the time, so harsh. We want to create an environment where people and the boys and the children can enjoy the masjid, but at the same time, etiquettes must be maintained. It's not a playground. So Hazrat Hassan came and sat on the pulpit. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him and said, "Inna ibni hadha sayyidun." This my son is sayyid. What did he say? "Inna ibni hadha sayyid." This my son will be a leader. Now the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam that came out was what? That he is going to be a... So he had to be a leader. He had to be a leader. And Allah's Nabi in another hadith said that the Khilafat, the Khulafai Rashid will have power for how many years? 30 years. And at the same time he has to be a leader. And one side you also have Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And so subhanallah, the last 6 months of the 30 years were given to him because of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then look at the other accuracy of the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the people that this my son, la'allallaha an yusliha bihi bayna fi'atayni azimatayni minal muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my son Hassan will reconcile two very huge Muslim groups. Two groups of the Muslimin. Azimatain, big groups. Very big groups. And he will be the one who will reconcile. He will be the one who will mediate and make them one again. And so this was in the year 41 Hijri. 41 Hijri. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an decided that the people of Iraq cannot be trusted. The Sabai people cannot be trusted. And the Khawariji people cannot be trusted. And if we have on one side Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and on one side Hazrat Hassan, people play a lot of politics and it would not be right. What a man he was. What great wisdom Allah had given to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. He was extremely intelligent. Ulama have mentioned it was not that he was not capable. Wallah, he was most capable to be a great leader. The ulama say he was most capable to be a leader. You know why? Because when he was born, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would frequently visit him. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would put his tongue into the mouth of Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, so that the saliva of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam goes into the body of Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. That is why he was a very special man. Very handsome. Very handsome. It is said from amongst the companions, the most wives was with who? Who had the most wives? You people have one wife. Huh? Allahu Akbar. We are talking about Hazrat Hassan who had the most wives. And why? The reason was, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was so beautiful that they had this striking resemblance with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both of them. So much so that the children that will be from his progeny, from Bibi Fatima, Imam Mahdi will come. Who will come? Imam Mahdi will be very handsome. He will also look like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the reason why Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an would get married and he had many, many wives. So he would get married and he would give divorce. He would marry and he would give divorce. The reason for that was, he was very special. He had the blood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the saliva of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man full of virtue, a man full of virtue. Now for the Arabs, their pride was in having a connection in the right tribe. For them this was everything. For the Arab people, to be connected with the right tribe was everything. Now they all wanted to have a share from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what would happen is the different leaders of the tribes would come to Hazrat Hassan and they would plead and they would say, "Please, O Hassan, we have our daughter and we would like our daughter to be in your nikah." And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an understood. Remember that the munafiqeen were saying that the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be cut off because all of the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the doors in such a way that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an got married to the different ladies of the different tribes. And if there was a child that was born from that nikah, as in the father was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, this would mean great honor for that group of people. So that is why women were prepared to marry Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and this was something that was accepted amongst them. It's not so much accepted with us here, but in their tradition, in their culture, this was something accepted. This was accepted, and each nation will have their own culture. Each nation will have their own culture. So they wanted that relationship with who? Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. That nisbat for the companions was everything. That is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an wanted to get married to the daughter of Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Umm Kulsum. Hazrat Ali said to Hazrat Umar Farooq that you are quite senior and elderly in age and you want to marry my daughter? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said to Hazrat Ali, Ali, you know my maqsad and my intention is, don't look at age. I am looking at the family of Huzur alayhi salam, that my connection will also be with the Ahle Bayt. My connection will also be with the Ahle Bayt. And Hazrat Ali said to the daughter, the best man you can marry is who? Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And in fact, Hazrat Umar got married and they also had children. They also had children. So khair, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was most capable. And so he came to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala in the year 41. And for the first time now, subhanallah al-azim, the entire khilafat was under one man whose name was who? Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. But there was one condition, a few conditions. Hazrat Hassan said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah that I am giving you permission and that giving my hands to you that you are the Khalifa of the Muslimin. And remember, Huzur alayhi salam said after 30 years there will be kingship. All the people only recognized Hazrat Amir Muawiyah as the king of the Muslims, as the great king of the Muslims. This is what the title they gave him, Malik. He was the great king. Now there's nothing wrong with that, because Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi and also a king. So there's nothing wrong with kingship. But because Huzur alayhi salam had said that, everything has to go according to what was said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, he said to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah that if you pass away in my lifetime, then you must tell the people that the Khalifa of the Muslimin is Hassan. Who is it? Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah accepted this. And he said that it will be noted and it will be made known to the people that if Muawiyah passes away from this dunya before Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, the leader will automatically be who? Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. But Allahu Akbar, what had happened is that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was the one who passed away. And he passed away at a very young age. He was only 47 years of age. He was only 47 years of age. Cause of death, poisoning. What was cause of death? Poisoning. Who poisoned him? Of course you will find that the Shia sect are the first to point fingers at who? Hazrat Muawiyah. What has Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an got to do with this? Why would he even want to do this? It's nonsensical. In fact, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah gave 10,000 dirhams and dinar annually to Hazrat Hassan, because Hazrat Hassan was a man who was extremely generous. People would come to him and he would give. He was a man who had a big heart. He has never said no to anyone. There was one man, he was making dua and he was saying, Allah, I need 10,000 dirhams, this is my need. Allah, I need 10,000 dirham. 10,000 dirham is a lot of money. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Hassan did not even know him, but could understand the dua that he was saying. Hazrat Hassan went and came with 10,000 dirhams cash and put in front of him and walked away. This was the man he was, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. Ulama have mentioned actually the one who had poisoned Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an was one of the wives that he had married, because he would marry and he would also divorce, and there was some issue internally, and it was this lady whose name was Ja'da, a lady whose name was Ja'da. And so Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an departs from this dunya, and he also wanted to get buried in the hujra of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. But then of course there was this difficulty, and it was decided that no, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, with respect and honor, would be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was crying that day at the death of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, remembering the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this my son is a leader, and through him two Muslim groups will be united. And he united the ummah, and he died at the age of 47. Inshallah, just a few minutes to conclude. Very few people had this honor to play with the beard of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Very few people. That they could actually play with the beard. And Hazrat Hassan was one of them, that he would actually play with the beard of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Hussein would also play with the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wear a long cloak, and Hazrat Hassan would come, and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an would come, and they would hide under the cloak of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. They would hide in the jabba, a coat. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, "Ah, have you seen Hassan? Have you seen Hussein? Where is he? Where is he?" And one would come out from the front and one would come out from the side and say, "This is Hassan, this is Hussein." Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam loved them so much. Daily he would go to visit Hazrat Hussein and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, and he would say to the people, "Raihana ya fil Jannah. These two are my flowers of Jannah." Allahu Akbar. "These two are my flowers of Jannah." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually would make dua for them, and he would say, "Ya Allah, I love Hassan and Hussein. Allah, you have put the love of Hassan and Hussein in my heart. I also want you to love them. I also want you to love them." And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ya Allah, I want you to love also those who love them." So inshaAllah ta'ala, we are people who love Hazrat Hussein and Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an. So these were incredible people. Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala an came once, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Huzaifa, that you came to me now, just before you came, Jibreel Amin was here, and he gave glad tidings to me of my family. And he said that, O Nabi of Allah, your daughter has been chosen to be the queen for the women in Jannah, Bibi Fatima. Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. That your daughter Fatima has been chosen to be the queen for the women of Jannah." And then, "Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. And Hazrat Hassan and Hussein have been chosen to be the leaders of the youth in Jannah." So this was the honor that was given to Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. Insha'Allahu ta'ala, there is a lot of Islamic history. You also have Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, and you also have now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. It's very, very important as Sunni Muslims. You will find a lot of people give a lot of spin when it comes to understanding Karbala. And they speak in the language in which they want to create hatred and animosity amongst Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in. And they will speak in such a way as if Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in were people who were hungry for power. This was never the case. You will not find anyone that is more mukhlis than Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in. Not at all. And inshaAllah ta'ala, I know we have started the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jaleelu. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we will continue with the names. But what I want now is to complete this session, because it is the month of Muharram, and to talk about Karbala and the events, and also later on explain to you again some of our aqaid as compared to the firqa batila that is around us, so that we understand. So these sessions are very, very important, brothers. Please come for Jumu'ah, and also please come for the session on a Friday after Isha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you jazaya khair. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allah kareem hamari maghfirat farma de. Allah kareem hamari maghfirat farma de. Allah kareem khususan ye log yahan baithe hue hain, Allah teri raza ke liye baithe hain. Allah kareem hamari maghfirat farma de. Allah kareem hamari maghfirat farma de. Allah kareem jisko jo pareshani hai us pareshani ko dur farma. Allah kareem hame نیکوکار میں سے بنا, متقین میں سے بنا. اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. اللہ کریم ہماری اولاد کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. اللہ جو بے اولاد ہے, اللہ ان کو نیک اولاد دے. اللہ جن کو آپ نے اولاد دی, اللہ اس اولاد کو نیک بنا. اللہ کریم زندگی بھر ہمیں توفیق دی اللہ کہ ہم تیرا شکر کر سکے, اللہ تیرا شکر کر سکے. اللہ شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہمارے نفس سے یا اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم تو ہی حافظ ہے اور حفیظ ہے. یا حافظ یا حفیظ یا رقیب یا وکیل یا اللہ, آپ نے خود یہ اعلان کیا ہے, فاللہ خیر حافظا وہو ارحم الراحمین. اللہ تو ہی بہترین حفاظت کرنے والا ہے, ہر جانب سے اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلى آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.